offensive rebounds, and you've had some careless turnovers. Now, overall, you look at only six turnovers, you still can live with that, but it's just the ones that were just bad, right? And then offensive rebounds, you've given up six of those to Central Florida. Three of them were on the last possession. Overall, you're good. You've got some chance to breathe. I think the biggest thing coming out of this half is how do you start it again? I've said that in the first. They came out aggressive. You go in the locker room 15 points up, dude, you relax a little bit. How do you avoid that now coming out? Start strong and really stick it to Central Florida.
We'll keep an eye on that for sure. Coming up, our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance, like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hey, Badger fans, basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring correctional officers with a starting pay of over $33 per hour, plus scheduled increases and plenty of advancement opportunities. Plus, hourly rates increase for those hired from medium and maximum security positions. To learn more and apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
It is halftime at the Greenbrier Tip-Off. Wisconsin leads UCF 46-31. And, Brian, not trying to rain on the parade here, but fouls for the Badgers. Stephen Crowell has got three. Xavier Amos has two. Kamari McGee has two. Just something to keep in mind as the second half picks up.
Well, something to keep in mind, especially the way Kamari McGee's played. He's 3 of 3. He's given you 9 points already. He's been really good. I mean, he's been really good all year long. But moment in this game to come in and give you that jolt offensively with 9 quick points from Kamari, that's a big part. So make sure he doesn't pick up a cheap one early on in this game. When you look at Kamari's average of 5.6, already with 9, a good first half.
Great to be here. A win today for the Badgers, and they'll advance to the championship game in the first ever Greenbrier tip-off here at the wonderful Greenbrier Resort in West Virginia. More of our halftime chat presented by American Family Insurance is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Halftime continues. Just over 5 minutes to go until the second half begins between Wisconsin and UCF. Great to see these two programs collide, both teams unbeaten. Last time these two teams played was 1971, December of 1971. Wisconsin won 98-50 in Madison. And that was also the last season, the 1971-72 season, where the Badgers averaged more than 80 points per game. Could be on track. I know we're only 5.5 games in, but they could be on track to finish the season with an 80-point per game average, the way they're scoring the ball so far.
Well, this team is talented enough to do that. The question that I started, that I've been kind of asking myself over this last week here is, can they guard?
Yeah.
Like, you don't say that about Wisconsin teams a whole lot, but can they guard, and not just guard, but can they start to guard at an elite level? Because scoring the basketball, when you score it as well as they do, sometimes you lapse on the defensive end, and that's something that we just haven't seen from Wisconsin basketball. That first half, allowing the Central Florida team to only 31 points, they're starting to answer my questions.
Impressive indeed. And we'll check out some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming when we come back. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Let's take a look at the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. For Wisconsin, they are led by John Blackwell in scoring with 10 points, Kamari McGee with 9. It's also been a good start to this game on the glass for Nolan Winter. He has 6 rebounds, and the Badgers are +2 on the glass. UCF has 1 score in double figures as well. It's the guard Jordan Ivy Curry with 10 points. And John Tanjay, Badgers' leading scorer on the season with 8 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists in the first half, doing a little bit of everything. Again, the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Badgers will try and keep the good shot total up, the good shooting percentage, 50% from the floor in the first half, 5 of 16 from three-point range. This has been the Halftime Report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The timing is historic. The launch of WFHR radio happened at the same time residents cast their votes in a pivotal presidential election. It was November 1940. Wisconsin Rapids Daily Tribune newspaper publisher William F. Huffman believed radio could provide live entertainment and information to the community. The station officially on air November 5th, and just in time for election results. Democratic incumbent President Franklin D. Roosevelt announced to serve an unprecedented third term. A dedication 5 days later included a celebration, and the public joined in on the event. 84 years later, WFHR continues to be a treasured voice in the community and again celebrates on-air success at the same time as another important presidential election, this time in 2024. Join me in congratulating WFHR for 8 decades of broadcast excellence. I'm Terry Barr.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. Brian Butch Foster's ready to go. 20 minutes to play. Badgers and UCF Knights, 46-31. Wisconsin over UCF. Wisconsin in white, UCF in black. UCF ball as we are underway in the second half. Darius Johnson for the right wing drives to the free throw line. Kick out Debo Coleman. Shot fake drive from the left. Rises and draws the foul. And Brian, that's on Stephen Crowell.
That's his fourth, and that's a big one.
Huge.
And that's where the technical he got is such a big deal, because all of a sudden you go from having two to sit out. We know Greg doesn't like to play players with two fouls, so he was coming out anyways. He gets the technical with 2 minutes left in the first half. That gave him three, and now we're 16 seconds in, and Steve's got to come out of the game.
Wow, so that is a big development as Crowell has to sit. Just 16 seconds into the second half, Carter Gilmore into the game. Debo Coleman hits the first of 2 free throws. The second one lands as well. Coleman's first points of the game. 46-33. Wisconsin on top, but UCF trying to get back in this game early second half.
And UCF in a 2-3 zone. Wisconsin's got to move the ball. They did a good job in the first half with this.
Gilmore guarded by Johnson. Left wing Klesmet. Bounce pass Tanjay. Near corner three ball. Short. Rebound Chiam of UCF. Darius Johnson long pass. Jordan Ivy Curry. Left wing. Catch. Dribble. Left of the lane. Guarded by Klesmet. Ivy Curry brings it back out. Ivy Curry walking to the top of the key. Now Darius Johnson, top of the key, drives, cutback, free throw line, up with the right hand, falls off the rim, loose on the end line, saved by Johnson, recycled to Ivy Curry. Shot clock resets for UCF. Left elbow, pass, catch, Chiam up in the lane, but he traveled. No bucket, Wisconsin ball.
And that's such a tough pass to catch as a 7'2".
It was by his shins.
Exactly.
Klesmet, pass to his right. Blackwell across half court. Blackwell back to Klesmet, left of the circle. Nolan Winter drives the lane, up with the right hand, and the floater falls through for Nolan Winter.
That's great job of working that high post. One dribble, little floater for him.
Coleman, right wing, past Chiam, the big man, top of the key. He has shot three-pointers this season. Keyshawn Hall on the underhand, left elbow extended. Nowhere to go on Gilmore, pass back outside the arc. Ivy Curry drives in the lane. Scoop shot with the left hand, falls off the front of the rim. Chiam had the offensive rebound and couldn't control it. Klesmet brings it up the floor for Wisconsin. They lead by 15. Blackwell drives to the free throw line. Pull up, short, rebound, Ivy Curry of UCF. Knights moving left to right in the second half. Johnson right of the circle. Wiggle, dribble, pass left wing, Ivy Curry. Now in the far corner, it's Coleman. He takes the three off the rim and the rebound to Winter, his seventh of the game.
Just really good individual defense by Wisconsin right now, Chris.
Winter left to the circle. Three ball, got it for the seven-footer, Nolan Winter. Winter into double figures. And it's 51-33 Wisconsin. 17:37 to play. Ivy Curry, one-arm bounce pass. Hall, a step inside the three-point arc on the right side. Now he steps outside the arc, and Gilmore blocks his shot. Rebound, Blackwell drives. Left lane, pass Tanjay underneath, hits the reverse. Tanjay with 10.
Talked about how do you come out. Well, he answered that question again. Great job to start the second half. Forces a timeout here by Central Florida.
An impressive bounce back for Wisconsin after UCF makes the first move. The Badgers are up by 20. 53-33 Wisconsin, 17-12 to play second half. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin and Nebraska square off for the Freedom Trophy. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. Sounds like a great meal. Brian Butch, Chris Fosters. You know, you knew that we weren't going to go the whole game without hearing Country Roads here in West Virginia by John Denver.
That's one of your favorites, isn't it?
It is.
I heard this song early this morning about 6 a.m. I was wondering, where is that coming from? And it must be coming from your hotel room.
That's right.
That's your alarm to wake up, isn't it?
I was blasting it this
morning. I thought so. Yeah, I thought that was you.
Sorry, I didn't. The walls are thin, I guess, at the Greenbrier. 3 minutes into the second half, UCF ball down by 20. Keyshawn Hall driving baseline left on Gilmore. Reverse with the right hand around and out. Rebound taken back by Coleman. He feeds Hall. Ball in the lane, misses another close-range shot. Ball up for grabs on the baseline and out of bounds, and it still belongs to UCF.
How about the physicality of Wisconsin, though? I mean, they have battled and battled and battled and been strong, and all this is without Stephen Crawl in the game.
He's got four fouls, including a technical. Ivy Curry, top of the key, ball above his head, dribbling backwards now. Ball at his waist, he feeds Chiam outside the arc. Johnson, left lane drive, jump stop, kick out. Ivy Curry, top of the key, three, yes. 13 for Jordan Ivy Curry, really the only thing working offensively for UCF.
And he's still three of nine, from the floor. So they're making every shot difficult.
Badger ball, 16-19 to play in the game. 53-36 the score. Nolan Winter misses a three short right of the circle. Darius Johnson up the floor for UCF. In the lane, topside, Coleman. He throws it out of bounds. A wide pass intended for Jordan Ivy Curry. It's Wisconsin ball. Xavier Amos off the bench for Nolan Winter of Wisconsin. Amos picked up two fouls in the first half. And we'll try his hand here. Jack Janicki also on the floor, along with Carter Gilmore, John Blackwell, and John Tanjay. Janicki right of the circle. Hit a three in the first half. Gilmore, right wing, back to Janicki, topside. Right of the circle, Gilmore. Dribble to his left. Blackwell has it left of the circle. Blackwell dribbling right. Ball is jarred loose and out of bounds underneath. It stays with Wisconsin. 10 on the shot clock and 15:47 to play in the game. We'll take a break, be back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball, presented by Learfield.
It's your last chance. Menards 11% rebate ends soon. Wrap up those big projects before the holidays. Weatherproof in style with new Mastercraft exterior doors. Customize your kitchen with Clearview cabinetry. It's time to pick up those new appliances or start your big garage project. Don't miss out. The 11% rebate ends Thanksgiving. Stores closed Thanksgiving Day. 11% mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check. Good on future in-store purchases. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Temperatures are falling, and you begin to feel the chill in the air when suddenly you remember that your teenager has never driven in winter. Have you checked the tires? Do they have a safety kit? Your mind begins to spin. Don't let the fear of your teen driving this winter send you off course. Team up with the crew at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. Their fully staffed and certified team can help you with any of your vehicle needs. Let your teen get behind the wheel with the confidence that whatever happens, the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep are ready to help.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Badger basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. John Tanjay welcomes us back from break with a short baseline jumper on the right side, 55-36 Wisconsin. And on the other end, Mustafa Chiam has it for UCF and draws the foul on Carter Gilmore.
That's what just staying disciplined and what it is. Now, you're up by 20 points. You have to stick to your principles. Harder said, to do that than actually accomplish it.
Mustafa Chiam at 7-2 just hits a three from the left wing for UCF. He's now 2 of 5 from three-point range this season. His first points of the game. Badger ball, Jack Janicki dribbling to his right, stops left of the circle. Amos has it, swings it to his right. Blackwell follows the Amos screen. Gilmore, bounce pass, near corner, Janicki. Tanjay, left elbow. Hasn't dribbled yet. Underneath, Blackwell hits the reverse on the right side.
Just so good. I mean, that's all it comes down to. Against that zone, they're passing the ball. They're sharing that ball. 18 assists for Wisconsin.
Darius Johnson drives in the lane, up with the right hand, short. Rebound, Amos of Wisconsin. 57-39, Badgers under 15 minutes to play. And a technical foul has been called on Johnson. Darius Johnson of UCF. So both sides have gotten technical fouls in this game now. Stephen Crowell got one for Wisconsin in the first half. And it's nothing demonstrative.
As you said, Brian,
it's just
quick.
The magic word.
I guess. we'll say that, yes.
So John Tanjay at the free throw line all by himself and short on the first technical free throw. Badgers are just 5 of 8 from the line in this game. And again, they were leading the country in free throw percentage coming in at 88.6%. So an off night so far for the Badgers. Tanjay's second is good. Tanjay with 13 points on the evening. And it's Badger ball, 58-39, 14:47 to go. Tanjay rebounding in front of the Badger bench and assistant coach Lance Randall. Tanjay right wing, getting it back. Amos high between the circles. Tanjay right wing again, driving Keyshawn Hall. Real Estate Limited, and a foul called on Keyshawn Hall, who got his hands on Tanjay there, Brian.
And that's what they're looking for. When that situation comes and you're backing them down and you're trying to play off of that, you got to keep your hands away.
Kamari McGee to inbound for Wisconsin, right lane line. And the 7-2, Mustafa Chiam guards the inbounds pass. In it goes, Amos, bucket and a foul in the restricted circle. Wow, brilliant move by Wisconsin to counter UCF's decision to put the 7-2 Mustafa Chiam guarding the inbounder.
And it had nothing to do with him. UCF was just terrible on defense. Taylor and Ivy Curry were yelling at each other, and they both separated. Wisconsin was in a stack. They both left. Xavier just went right down the middle. I'm watching this play out, Chris, thinking they're sitting there yelling at each other. They're pushing each other away from each other, and the lane was wide open. I know we're playing in a ballroom, but that was a parting of the Red Sea.
Amos hits the free throw, 61-39 Wisconsin, and a bucket on the other end for Dior Johnson, who did not play in the first half for head coach Johnny Dawkins. UCF trying everything right now, down 20, just trying to stay in the zip code here. Tanjay has it, baseline left, Kamari McGee, left corner, inside the arc, low block left, back out to Amos, left of the circle, three ball, high bounce off the rim. Nolan Winter battling for the rebound was fouled by UCF's Keyshawn Hall.
Here's the thing, Chris, this is what Wisconsin's doing well. We can look at our boards all we want. It's the consistency of every little thing. It's the extra pass. It's understanding Nolan Winter. They're in a zone. I'm a big. I'm going to get down, and I'm going to carve out space for the rebound. Like, all those little things, there's no stats for that.
intangibles.
Absolutely.
McGee, Amos, left lane line, guarded by Benny Williams, blocks his shot. Williams, very athletic, blocked the jump hook by Amos. It's UCF ball. Right wing, Jordan Ivy Curry, wiggles with the left hand, generates some space, misses the three, top of the key. Amos, basket grab on the rebound, brings it up the floor himself, guarded by Benny Williams. Amos, down the lane, throws it up, and hits it off the back iron. Amos goes wire to wire. He's got five. 63-41 Wisconsin, 13 and a half minutes to play. Dior Johnson, kick out. Benny Williams, left wing. Drives Amos left of the lane. Underhand, Ivy Curry blocked from behind by Janicki. Jack Janicki with the defensive play. It's Badgers ball. Amos, top of the key. Three balls short. Ivy Curry, the rebound at the free throw line. He sprints left to right. Bows out wide. Benny Williams in the lane. Lost the handle, but a foul is called on Wisconsin.
Chris, we talked about it in the pregame show. Why Wisconsin shooting and scoring more. That last three by Xavier was what they're doing different. Everything else is the same, but it's a little bit quicker transition three. But nobody was guarding him. Like, that's a three he should
wide
take.
Open.
It's a wide
yeah.
open. It's a great look.
Tanjay sits after picking up his second foul. UCF ball. Dior Johnson, free throw line. Throws it away. Intercepted. Jack Janicki right to left. He misses the layup. Tried something a little funky with a double clutch on the left side. J.J. Taylor on the other end underhands it to Rokas Yotsus, who lays it in gently for UCF. 63-43. Wisconsin by 20. Their ball, 12:40 to go. Winter swings it right wing. McGee, guarded by the taller Yotsus. Now UCF switches. Klesmet, left wing. Back to Janicki, high on the left. Winter, right side for McGee, right wing in front of the Badger bench. Tipped pass, taken by Benny Williams. Niels Mahovsky feeds Dior Johnson, who lays it in with the right hand. A transition bucket for UCF. It's an 18-point lead for the Badgers. 12-14 and running to play. Klesmet has it. One-arm push pass, Winter on the right. McGee, Amos, top of the key. Klesmet follows the Amos screen to the top of the arc. Klesmet crosses up Williams and draws the foul. Benny Williams, his first personal. Already the fifth team foul on UCF of the half. 12:01 to play.
I think there might have been a wet spot on Janicki's layup there.
Do you think that's what happened? Okay, it was something was off about it for sure.
I'm going to give him a wet spot. That's... I'll give him to someone open the door. I think he was trying to go dunk it, and it just didn't happen.
I don't know if he changed
his
mind.
You're being nice. You're being nice. I won't be.
Well, it's a temporary
but
playing
surface.
But
it was a great steal. It was a great steal.
He looked like a defensive back out there. Just the wrong sport.
There's a reason there. Don't turn the ball over, John.
Blackwell throws it out of bounds underneath. It's UCF ball when we come back from this timeout. 11:45 to play, second half. All Wisconsin in this one. 63-45 over UCF. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. Fall is here, and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey Badger fans, it's Matt's Matt for Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brew Pub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brew Pub lots of matzo pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brew Pub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
They've been rocking audiences for decades. It's Foghat. Performing live November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells.
I just want to make...
With special guest, The Empty Pockets. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. Let's
legendary rock band Fog Hat. Live in concert November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Must be 21 to attend concert.
U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. 11:45 to play, second half of the Greenbrier tip-off. Wisconsin 63, UCF 45. If things hold and Wisconsin wins this game, they will play Pitt in the championship game on Sunday of the inaugural Greenbrier tip-off. Should Wisconsin lose, they would play LSU. So quality opponent coming Wisconsin's way on Sunday no matter what. Badgers shooting 50% from the floor in the game. UCF just 31%. And most of Wisconsin's damage coming from inside the three-point arc tonight.
34 points in the paint.
That's a large number out of 63. Benny Williams at the free throw line for UCF. Dior Johnson, right wing drive, jump stop, throws it up over Winter, and it falls off the front of the rim. Rebound corralled by Klesmit, far corner. He waves Amos up the floor and takes it himself, crosses up Niels Mahovsky. Klesmit, wide on the right, calls for a Winter screen, pass to Amos on the left instead. Janicki, left wing, picks up his dribble, bounce pass Winter, right of the circle, in into the lane it goes. Blackwell kick out, Janicki, baseline drive, stops outside the lane, and Blackwell retreats outside the arc. Five to shoot, Blackwell top of the key, right elbow, pulls up, shot on the way, good money for John Blackwell. He's got 14.
And nothing UCF could have done defensively there. That is just a great move.
Dior Johnson inside the free throw line, throws up a tough shot and draws the foul. Foul is on Jack Janicki. That's his second.
I like how you were showing off that University of Wisconsin education, though. I said 34 points in the paint, yes, out of 65, and your response?
That's a big
that's
number.
That's a big number.
I mean, I don't want to take your job and give you the hard-hitting analysis here, but...
That's a big number.
It's the story of the game as Johnson goes 1-for-2 at the line. Offensive rebound, Benny Williams, and he... Oh, no, that
that's
was on the rim.
Goaltending, absolutely.
Benny Johnson missed a jump hook low on the left. It was tipped back in, I think, by J.J. Taylor, but the ball was clearly on the rim. Okay, so they're going to review it at the next timeout.
And this is where I do not like this rule
at all.
That's
weird, yeah.
So they're going to review it. They're going to get it. Let's just say it doesn't. Now it's a lost possession by UCF throughout college basketball. It's one of those that I just don't get, and they need to fix it in college basketball.
The basket has not been counted, but they will review it either way. Wisconsin ball, Janicki over the timeline, stops on the logo, high on the right. Gilmore has it, right of the circle, pass to Klesmit, high between the rings. Klesmit drifting to his right. Crossover dribble, Dior Johnson. Klesmit finds the lane. Misses a contested layup, but Nolan Winter tips it back in. 13 for Winter, the sophomore.
He's been really aggressive this afternoon for Wisconsin.
Steven Crowell battling foul trouble, and Winter has stepped up. Dior Johnson has stepped up for UCF off the bench in the second half as he hits the mid-range jumper left lane line. And then full court pressure for UCF and a foul called on J.J. Taylor of the Knights. 10:02 to play, 67-48 Wisconsin. Foul number two on Taylor. Badger ball. Blackwell over the logo at midcourt. Janicki wide on the left. Pass to Winter, high on the right. Top side, Gilmore. Pass to his left, Janicki. Shot fake, Klesmit. Near corner, three ball. Max Klesmit, book it. Klesmit's got
Max
five.
Going, I was going to say, got, you know, good shot to have go in for him. Kind of get going, a slow night for him.
Yeah, just five on 1 of 5 from three-point land. Yotsu's free throw line, and Yotsu's hits a 14-foot jump shot for UCF. Yotsu's the 6'10 junior. It's 70-50 Wisconsin. They have the ball, 9:20 and counting, second half. Klesmit, pass to Winter, swings it on to Blackwell, right wing three, Blackwell off the mark, rebound tip to Janicki underneath, Blackwell has it inside, throws up a shot with his back to the basket, and draws the foul. The foul on Benny Williams of UCF, number two.
You got Williams and Nolan Winter going after each other right now.
Williams is a Syracuse transfer. This is his first season with UCF.
And they're going to review this play. The way that John Blackwell went in, they're going to review that play quickly. And this is where we don't have a monitor up here. Normally we've got a monitor, we know what they're looking at. They're either going to review the foul just that happened by John Blackwell, or they're going to review the takedown of Nolan Winter that was not called a foul. So
it's one of the
we're making do with what we're making do with today.
Well, and not only do we not have a monitor, but there's not a video board inside Colonial Hall. They have two projector monitors at the end of the floor to our right, but they're not showing anything other than the Greenbrier tip-off logo. So it's just a unique environment here. At the Greenbrier tip-off, an MTE, as they call it, a multi-team event, and the first year that Greenbrier has hosted an event like this. Great Badger turnout, as you would expect. Only 1,100 temporary seats installed in this ballroom, and a lot of Badger fans taking up three sections primarily on the opposite end of the floor from us by the scorer's table and the Badgers bench, but quite frankly spilling over to the area behind UCF's bench. Badger fans in red sprinkled on the baselines and sidelines as well. Some great decor in the hotel as well, with Christmas season in full swing and the Badger red looking great amid all of the holiday decor inside the Greenbrier tip-off. So the review is just about over, and we're up here on a temporary construction here, so we're not courtside, so we're going to get this call a little bit belatedly, but I just saw one of the referees run over to the TV booth, so
it should be quick. Yeah,
should be quick here when we get back to play.
Did you get any ideas of all the Christmas decorations, you know, stuff you're going to decorate the house with? I mean, I saw you walk around taking notes too.
Yeah, I definitely
I did.
Creative inspiration.
I thought
for sure.
So.
Yeah. And a couple of gift shops as well. Okay, they have called a foul on John Blackwell.
So it was an awkward move going into the basket, and John left with his left forearm there.
It sounded like they also called a foul.
They did.
On Benny Williams.
They did.
Of UCF.
So they called the foul first. So John's going to shoot free throws, and then because it was an awkward movement. There's another. Yeah.
Did they call it? So Blackwell's shooting free throws by himself right now at the free throw line. I didn't think they called a technical. That has not come up.
No, the technical hasn't come up on
the stat feed. Blackwell hits the first free throw, misses the second.
And now they're going to call the flagrant odd movement by John and give UCF two free throws.
So now Benny Williams on the right side of the floor all by himself at the opposite free throw line. His first free throw is in. That's the first point of the game for Benny Williams, the senior from Bowie, Maryland. Second is in and out. So both Williams and Blackwell go 1-for-2 at the line. I guess we're essentially back where we started. 71-51, Wisconsin the lead. UCF ball 9-11 to play. UCF brings it up the length of the floor. Dior Johnson with 7 points in the second half for UCF has it. Top of the key. Pass to his left, J.J. Taylor. And an illegal screen called on UCF's Rokas Yotsus. It's Wisconsin ball.
It's been a sequence here the last couple of minutes.
Jeez.
Here. You had a foul, you've had another, then flagrant foul, I believe, on John Blackwell. Then you had an offensive screen foul. So,
still a 20-point lead for the Badgers, trying to improve to 6-0 on the season. Kamari McGee, pass right corner. Max Klesmit, three ball, got it. Max is starting to heat up. His second three of the half. He's got eight.
What a call by Greg Gard. It was just a pin down. Carter Gilmore was able to screen that last guy in that zone to get Max wide open.
Here's Keyshawn Hall underneath, leaves his feet, turns it over on a pass to the right wing. Max Klesmit brings it up the floor for Wisconsin, jogging and drifting to his right. Gilmore, top of the circle, swings Blackwell, left wing. Blackwell cut off by Mahovsky. Badgers have it outside the arc. Winter underhand to Klesmit, right wing. Pass to Gilmore, up top, Blackwell, left baseline drive on Mahovsky, underneath, kick out, Klesmit, right wing three, Max off the front rim, and no good. Johnson has it now for UCF. 74-51 Wisconsin, Dior Johnson drives, pass in the lane to Keyshawn Hall, and he kisses it off the glass on the left side. Hall with 10. Blackwell the ball, pass to Gilmore up top. Under 8 minutes to play. Blackwell pass back to Gilmore. Top of the key. Now Klesmit, right wing. Wearing the pink sneakers. Klesmit guarded by Mahovsky inside the arc, right side. Up top, Gilmore. Now Winter swings it to McGee on the left side. McGee, bounce pass, left to the lane. Winter, kick out. Gilmore, top of the key, three. Off the back iron. Mahovsky, the long rebound in the corner. UCF ball. Dior Johnson. Niels Mahovsky. J.J. Taylor. Far corner, three ball. Around and out. Benny Williams. Rebound, put back, and the foul. Benny Williams with his first field goal of the game hits the bucket and will go to the free throw line when we return from this timeout. 7:19 to play, 74-55 Wisconsin at the Greenbrier tip-off. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Families agents. Life's better when you're under American Families roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. Whether it's music or anything else, I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Badger Basketball, presented by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Benny Williams at the free throw line for UCF. Out of the timeout, he misses the three-point play opportunity. Rebound picked up off the floor by Klesmit. Pressure to the backcourt around J.J. Taylor. And Klesmit to the free throw line. Kick out John Tanjay. Baseline left drive cut off by Benny Williams, who picks up a reach-in foul on the Badgers' offensive end of the floor.
There's a lot of things to be impressed with this performance by Wisconsin. But for me, it's been their ball movement and body movement. In a game that you've been up 20, realistically, since the 8-minute mark in the first half, you don't always see that. And they have kept their foot on the pedal. They've kept moving the ball, making the right play, playing for each other. You get to this point in the game, you're up by 20. Sometimes guys get a little trigger happy. They want to
pad their stats
a little bit. I mean, that's just the reality of it. And you have not seen this with this group. Now, I will say one thing. As John makes the first one, as a coach, you kind of like this. As a player, you hate this because there's little things that they're doing wrong that Greg is going to find and have that in their video.
Film don't lie. Tanjay hits both free throws, and it's UCF ball on the other end. Ivy Curry misses a turnaround jumper in the lane. Rebound McGee and Wisconsin. 76-55 Badgers, 6:50 to play, and Stephen Crowell on the floor for Wisconsin with four personal fouls. Tanjay curls into the lane. Long Euro step, and he misses the layup off the right side of the rim. Taylor, pass to Darius Johnson. He had his pass blocked by Carter Gilmore, but got it back. Now Ivy Curry throws up a floater in the lane. It's off the rim. Keyshawn Hall, the rebound, blocked by Tanjay, but a foul. And the foul is against Carter Gilmore of Wisconsin. That's his third. Both teams are in the bonus with 6:28 to play, and Keyshawn Hall at the foul line.
You've seen a lot of college basketball. Where do you think this Wisconsin team is?
Hall misses the first. Well, you're going to laugh, but they're better than UCF. I'll tell you that much. I mean, their ball movement is just has been way better. They've taken what UCF has given them. You know, I think this is another step, and this is a UCF team that's getting votes in the top 25.
Absolutely, yeah. No, I mean, and it's been a dominant performance, Chris. That's been the thing. This game hasn't been close.
No.
From the start.
It was a 20-point game in the first half, 38-18. It's a 20-point game now, 76-56, with 6:20 to play. McGee has the ball high on the left. Crowell, right of the circle, picks up his dribble. Gilmore swings it to his left. It's McGee on the ball. Crowell, topside. Underhand, Klesmet, right wing, stripped by Chiam and taken away by UCF. Jordan Ivy Curry up the floor. Left to right, stops left of the circle. One-arm pass, Hall, right wing. Hall, step back, three ball on the right side, short. Rebound corralled by Tanjay. And here come the Badgers. Badgers have three in double figures tonight. Tanjay at the free throw line, out to Gilmore, right of the circle. Crowell straddling the three-point line. Now bringing it outside the arc, guarded by Chiam in space. Here's Klesmet, who curls into the lane. Pass out right wing Gilmore. Now he drives to the free throw line. McGee, left wing three, book it.
That ball was going in the entire time. I mean, they had two or three three opportunities. They passed them up to get the best shot possible. You knew that was going in.
Badger ball at its finest. Ivy Curry with the rock for UCF, top of the key. He pulls up on Klesmet, misses the three, back iron. Rebound McGee at the free throw line. He jogs across half court, high on the left with it now. Just over 5 minutes to play in the game. Klesmet dribbles the ball off his foot. It was last touched by Darius Johnson of UCF. UCF disagrees with the call. It's staying with Wisconsin. 5:01 to play.
And Johnson and Klesmet are going after each other. And this is the game, you know, for you look at UCF. They've been jawing a little bit.
Yeah.
That's because they've gotten punked. I don't know how else to say it.
Here's Janicki, left wing. Swings to Crowell, right of the circle. Now Tanjay in the right corner, coughs it up. Mustafa Chiam getting his hands in there again. And
Steve's fouled out again.
Yeah, Crowell picks up his fifth foul after Chiam hit the deck after stealing the ball from Wisconsin. I think Greg Gard thinks the foul should be on someone else. Crowell hasn't left the floor yet, but Nolan Winter is standing at the scorer's table ready to check in. Players walking down to...
What if I were to say this to you? You're up by 23. Stephen Crowell has played 14 minutes and only given you 6 points.
And you're up by 23.
And you're up by 23.
You know, not how you drew it up, but you'll take it as the Badger fans give Crowell a round of applause as he sits. Crowell with 6 points, but also 4 rebounds and 3 assists. Outstanding passing big man for Wisconsin. And the Badgers have 20 assists in the game tonight, a high total, as Chiam at the free throw line sinks the first.
Yeah, 20 on 30 made shots. When I talked about ball movement and body movement, I've just been really impressed.
And UCF has 8 assists tonight.
And that's typical. I mean, again, they're an isolation team. They wanted to go one-on-one. How was Wisconsin defensively going to do that? Were they going to be individually win their matchups? Yes, but the thing is, everybody on Wisconsin won their matchup.
2 made free throws for Chiam. Badger ball. Kamari McGee across half court. Snakes his way into the lane and retreats outside the arc. Badgers content to bleed some clock here. Up 79-58. 4:33 to play. Gilmore, top of the key. Winter, right of the circle. Now Janicki on the right wing. Janicki to Gilmore between the circles. Loses his footing, rolls the ball to McGee. McGee in the lane, hits the right-handed layup with 1 on the shot clock.
When you say everything's going right, that's a great example. Should have been a turnover, ends up in a layup.
UCF ball, Darius Johnson on the left wing, and Kamari McGee picks up the reach-in foul. McGee's third, but 14 points for Kamari McGee tonight, averaging 5.6 per game. Outstanding performance for the senior. Xavier Amos checks into the game for Carter Gilmore. 4:07 to go, Darius Johnson, all Big 12 honorable mention a season ago for UCF, is at the foul line. Hits the first, and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Darius Johnson misses the second free throw. Tanjay the rebound for Wisconsin. McGee has the ball across half court. High on the left, Kamari McGee. Bounce pass to the logo. Amos swings it right wing, Tanjay. Tanjay, couple of dribbles, brings it back outside the arc. Winter, top of the key, ball at his waist. Flips it to McGee, left wing. McGee looking for Winter on the entry. It was deflected by Coleman, but McGee got it back. Now Tanjay tries a lob to Winter. It's out of bounds, but deflected by Chiam of UCF. But how about the hustle by Kamari McGee to save that possession? There's a timeout on the floor with 3:40 to play, and the Badgers up 81-59. They've hit 80 points again. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our retirement ready roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Coming up on the top of the hour, 3:40 to go in the second period. Badgers all over UCF, 81-59. We'll step aside for station ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Brian, let's pick today's Old Dominion best in the game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. It's kind of hard to pick a best in the game. Wisconsin has been really balanced today, four scorers in double figures.
I'm going to go with a perfect stat line, though. Does that work?
That works for me.
There's a lot, but I'll go with perfection today. Perfection. Kamari McGee, 14 points. 5 of 5 from the floor. 3 of 3 from 3. 1 of 1 from the free throw line. Perfection is great.
I mean, one of his best games in Badger uniform. The senior from Racine, inbounding the ball with 3 on the shot clock, gets it into Amos, who airballs the 3. It was caught by Dior Johnson, weak side. UCF ball. Williams, a no-look pass into the corner. Williams now driving from the free throw line, throws up a wild shot, and is bailed out because he drew a foul. The foul is on Amos, his third.
Coming up.
Two free throws for Benny Williams. And the first one hits the rim and bounces out. Horsepower to amplify your willpower. Capability to kickstart your courage. They're standard in built Ford Tough Ford trucks and adventure.